B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
When a female driver sought to apologize, Kathy, you're going to love this, sought to apologize for her role in a road rage confrontation, a Florida man responded by giving her a mouthful. Now, that mouthful would be a mouthful of food that he spat from his mouth into hers.
Oh, dear God.
Investigators say that David Whipperman and the female victim were involved in a road rage incident. Following the confrontation, which is not further described in court filings, Whipperman exited his truck and approached the driver's side of the victim's Kia. The woman, cops say, rolled down her window and apologized to the defendant. Whipperman allegedly responded by spitting food that he had been chewing at the woman. The food struck the victim in the face and entered her mouth, according to the report. Whipperman then,
like a mother bird,
allegedly opened the victim's car door and began screaming at her while pointing a finger in her face. His menacing ended when a passerby interrupted the incident. Whipperman was arrested and charged with a pair of felonies, and he is being held at the county jail in lieu of $12,000.
But luckily for her, Preston, he was eating one of those hard-to-get Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Oh, wow. So, she got to taste it.
Yeah, she got to taste it,
It's actually a bonus in disguise. Yeah. instead of hitting a fake deer target in his backyard, an Aurora, Illinois man shot a hunting arrow across the street and landed in his neighbor's knee.
Oof.
Daniel,
is this yours, Lou?
Smorshevsky was charged with reckless conduct after police received a 911 call from a man who had been shot with an arrow. The neighbor was outside painting the front of his home when he felt a sharp pain in his knee, and after looking down, he saw an arrow was sticking out of his leg.
God.
Police began conducting an investigation and interviewed the man's neighbor.
That wasn't there before.
Smorshevsky, who told police he was in his backyard using a bow and arrow to practice shooting at a fake deer target. Smorshevsky told police that one of the arrows missed the target and he lost track of it. He said he packed up his bow and target and put them back in his garage before officers and paramedics responded. I'm sure this dude shot it. It took off to nowhere and he heard, ah! And then he packed up all his stuff and stashed it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you wish there was video?
Oh, my God, yes. The neighbor was taken to an area hospital. He had non-life-threatening injuries. Police are reminding residents that arrows can be a dangerous weapon and should not be used in a residential area. Let's go with this one. I love this story as well. We're going to keep it short because we have another guest, and we have other guests that are arriving shortly. A young woman looking for a police escort to Union Station because she was running late is the latest example of a ridiculous 911 call that's been highlighted by police. Peel Regional Police posted audio of the call on Twitter. The audio begins with the caller or the call taker saying, 911, do you need police, fire, or ambulance? The confused sounding caller then tries to explain to her the dire predicament. She says, I'm supposed to have a trip to Union Station. It's supposed to show up for me this morning. It did not. And I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that because I'm in a taxi right now, but it's not going to get me to the station on time for my train to board at 9:45. So then the emergency operator attempts to clarify the request, saying, okay, so I'm sorry, you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for your train ride to Union Station. Yeah, the woman replies. The 911 operator then asks what the woman is expecting the police to do for her. She goes, do you guys offer emergency ride services or not?
Like a police escort?
That's what she wanted. To which the call taker says, emergency ride service? And she said, I don't know how you guys operate.
We do that all the time.
Kind of trailed off. The 911 operator replies sternly saying, well, I can assure you we don't do that. On the plus side, the young woman knew enough to apologize to the 911 call taker before hanging up. Cops released another audio clip in September of a man calling 911 from a restaurant asking for police to help after he was served a chicken sandwich with tomatoes on it. The caller apparently specified he didn't want the garnish because of food allergy and thought the police should get involved.
It's wonderful how 911 is still an elusive concept to so many people.
It is. It's amazing.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
I've never heard of soy sauce causing $100,000 worth of damage, but that's what happened here.
What?
Police say safe cracking gear and soy sauce were just some of the tools that a man used while allegedly vandalizing a business earlier this week. They say the vandalism took place after the business closed for the day. Investigators allege the man hid inside a bathroom until staff went home. Then he emerged with a bag of break-and-enter tools, which he used to open a safe containing more than $2,000. They allege he then proceeded to cause roughly $100,000 worth of damage to the business, partially by pouring soy sauce over multiple electronics.
What was the purpose of that?
I have no idea. They say
trust me.
He also damaged ceiling tiles, walls, and venting.
I need horseradish for the lights.
Police say some of the man's actions were captured on surveillance video. He's now facing multiple unspecified charges. An 82-year-old woman found herself in danger after she says a man broke into her home until she turned the tables on the intruder. She's 82.
Yeah.
Willie Murphy says she was getting ready for bed when a man began pounding on her door. She said he was outside saying, please call an ambulance. I'm sick. She called the police but wouldn't let him inside. That, she says, is when he became angry. She said, I heard a loud noise. I'm thinking, what the heck was that? The young man is in my home. He broke the door. Now, what the suspect didn't likely realize is that Murphy is an award-winning bodybuilder who works out at the YMCA every day.
Yeah, she does.
82 years old, and she's a bodybuilder. She said he picked the wrong house to break into. Murphy says it was dark, so she was able to hide. As the suspect walked through the house, she acted quickly and grabbed the closest thing she could find. She said, I picked up the table, and I went to work on him.
She's a power lifter, too.
She broke the table on him.
Wow.
She said, and when he was down, I was jumping on him. She says, once the suspect was injured, she then ran and grabbed a bottle of shampoo and started pouring it on him. She said, I grabbed the shampoo. Guess what? He's still on the ground, in his face, all of it, the whole thing. Then I got the broom. He was pulling on the broom. I'm hitting him with the broom. Finally, officers arrived. The man was sent to the hospital, and she was applauded by the first responders.
That's so cool.
So she used a table, shampoo, and a broom to beat this guy away. The officers that came, she said, wanted to go on my front porch and take selfies with me. Friday, she returned to the YMCA, got a hero's welcome. And for the record, she says she can deadlift 225 pounds, and she hopes that this story inspires people of all ages. I love it. This is sad news. The body of a 19-year-old woman who went missing while hiking at Utah's Zion National Park was found at the bottom of Angel's Landing, police said.
Yeah. Oh, man. Aww. I was just there. Whoa.
I know. Search and rescue workers retrieved the body of Savannah McTague from the base of Angel's Landing Thursday morning. She had been reported missing while hiking with two friends on Wednesday. The friends told authorities they suspected she had fallen off of the rock formation.
Were they hiking at night?
No. Okay. It was at 5:30.
Right.
So McTague was an employee of a travel company called Zantera and had been working at the Park Zion Lounge. Angel's Landing Rock Formation is about 1,488 feet high.
God almighty.
It's unclear how far up she was when she fell.
They just closed it last week because of a rock slide.
Yeah, it also is unclear how experienced hiker she was, but she had posted many pictures of herself while hiking on social media. Angel's Landing includes steep climbs and drop-offs towards the top of the rock. Hikers use chains to move along a narrow path that falls away on both sides.
Yep.
McTague would have been one of a handful of deaths at Angel's Landing in recent years. In 2019, in April of this year, a man was found at the bottom of the trail after his roommate reported him missing. He was found at the base of the north side of the route. Prior to his fall, a 13-year-old girl died the year before after she fell from the trail. And a 45-year-old man is also believed to have died from one the year before that.
It was 1,400 feet?
Yeah, man.
That's
straight
terrifying.
Down, too, bro.
Last story. A teen has been jailed for 16 months after biting her friend's face in a savage nightclub attack.
God.
Yeah, this is in Australia. Danielle Gaffar carried out the frenzied assault on Kira Strachan at Dundee's Aura Club. The court heard that the pair were friends but had fallen out over Gaffar's ex-boyfriend. The court was told that the victim, Strachan, had required plastic surgery as a result of the assault, and also how Gaffar received death threats as a result of the publicity of the case.
Gaffar bite your face.
Pled guilty to grabbing Miss Strachan by the hair, forcing her to the ground, striking her head on the ground, putting her arm around her throat, restricting her breathing, and biting her to severe injury and permanent disfigurement. I saw the picture, man. like a big chunk of her skin is just dangling.
Jesus Christ.
It's hanging off. Yeah, the victim also suffered bruising to her face and forehead. So she's going to jail for about a year and a half or so.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.